This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A major earthquake struck western Haiti on Saturday and was felt across the Caribbean, and some people fled their homes for fear that buildings might collapse. The magnitude 7 earthquake struck about 150 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The country is still recovering from a magnitude 7 earthquake closer to the capital 11 years ago that killed tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people and flattened numerous buildings, leaving many homeless. A resident in the eastern Cuban city of Guantanamo says his home stood firm, but the furniture shook. He says, quote, "Everyone is really afraid. It's been years since such a big earthquake." Afghanistan's beleaguered president vowed Saturday to prevent further bloodshed as Taliban fighters closed in on Kabul after routing his armed forces over the past 10 days. In a recorded address to the nation, his first since the sweeping offensive, Ashraf Ghani said he wanted to stop the violence as a, quote, "historic mission." The president gave no hint he would resign or take responsibility for the military's collapse, but said the armed forces could be, quote, "remobilized," and consultations were taking place to try to help end the war. But he offered few specifics on what his administration was planning, with government control over Afghanistan all but collapsed. Ghani's speech coming as U.S. Marines are being sent in to oversee an evacuation of embassy employees for thousands of Afghans and their families who fear retribution for working for the United States during its 20-year occupation. Insurgent fighters are now just camped 50 kilometers, 30 miles away from Kabul. This is VOA News.